Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back. 30 minutes left to the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Now, I will take a break, and I'll come back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
All righty, Danny. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show.com. WWPR 1490 AM in Miami. I mean, in Miami, in Bradenton, in West Palm Beach. And KCAA on the West Coast in Los Angeles. So I'm not sure what happened with the program. It's so embarrassing. I hate these people. I know hate is a strong word, but it's for real. I'm surprised they won't kick me off the air because I'm always telling them that I hate their guts and they keep putting me back on. Anyway, 27 minutes before the show is over. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Commissioner Capers was at the school board meeting. And, you know, I'll try to get him back here. If he doesn't call back in tonight, I'll try to get him back to the show so I can finish asking my questions. I had a few of them for him. And some of y'all are from Patterson who are watching, listening to the Ron Kelly Show. I know there's people listening and watching from all over across the country. Apologize to my people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. I'm sure you guys are wondering, like, where did I go? Well, I'm here. I'm back. So if you know I'm back, then you can tell somebody else that I'm back. Anyway, thank you, Patterson School Board Commissioner Emmanuel Capers, for taking time out of your meeting, because they're meeting tonight on that $618 million budget. And if Patty, you will drive around Patterson, you look around Patterson, I don't see $618 million. There's a couple of new schools, yeah, you know, one on Madison Ave. Okay, thank you everybody for sticking with me. The show, Madison Ave. The international school is really nice. They just built one. I don't know if that's Clifton or Patterson on the border right there. Ferry Street. I forget the name of that street right there. Right at the end, in the neighborhood of St. Mary's Hospital, St. Joe's Hospital, they just built a school there. So I see a little bit, but I don't see no $600 million. I don't see it. When you come around, you look at Eastside and Kennedy and some of those schools. No, I don't see it. It must cost $600 million to keep those schools from falling down on the kids. But, you know, I'll get back with Commissioner Capers. I apologize to him and explain to him what happened with the show. But anyway, I'm moving right along. okay. So, yeah, we were talking earlier about the Biden vice presidential candidates, you know, and some black leaders were pushing for Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who lost the Georgia gubernatorial race to Brian Kemp, who's the governor of Georgia now, she lost. But the people are pushing for Stacey Abrams to be black folks are pushing for Stacey Abrams to become Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate. Now, her experience is that she was a member of the House of Representatives of Georgia. That's and whatever else she did prior to that. That's the extent of her governmental experience. Now, I'm not knocking her for that. And I'm not knocking the people who are pushing for her to be the vice presidential candidate. But, you know, many of us, you know, we want, like, before President Obama was voted in as the president of the United States of America, we all dreamed of a black president. We so badly wanted a black president. And so when we finally got one, and Jesse Jackson was crying, and, you know, in Chicago at the park, there was millions of people there, hope and change and blah, 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 blah. Oh, we're going to get our reparations now. And 8 years, 11 years later, no reparations. Barack Obama has gone on to greener pastures, and there's no reparations. There's no, you know, which I said that there wouldn't be. I said that there wouldn't be. You see, because, you know, we how much more do you think you're going to get from a black vice president than you got from a black president? Barack Obama was at the top of the ticket. Two terms, from 2008 to 2016, Barack Obama was the president of the United States of America. Now, I'm not saying that Barack Obama didn't do anything good. Barack Obama did plenty of good. But what Barack Obama did, everybody benefited from it. White, black, whoever. You know, when they created Obamacare, Barack Obama didn't create Obamacare for black folks. That was for everybody. Everybody was on it. Black, white, Asian, Latino, whoever. You know, because I think that, you know, and still today, a lot of people are saying that they were disappointed in what at the presidency of Barack Obama, and why didn't he do more for us? Well, yeah, well, he did. he did something, but he didn't do it just for us, specifically for us. He did it for everybody. So there was no major legislation passed. There was no, you know, because Barack Obama was the president for 8 years, and we got what we got, because there may not be another one. Maybe in the Star Trek days, like 100 years from now, they might have a black president, but no time soon, and not in my belief system. So anyway, so we had Barack Obama for 8 years, the president, the most important man on the planet, and we got what we got. So how much more do you think that you're going to get out of Stacey Abrams being the vice presidential candidate? Because the vice president doesn't do anything. The vice president cuts ribbons and waits for the president to die. That's what the vice president does. So in case the president dies, or they do what Mike Pence does, stand around and look like an idiot. Because that's basically what Mike Pence has been doing. So, hey, what's up, brother? Patrick Lammy. Good. Thank you, brother. So, yeah, so we had Barack Obama for 8 years, and now everybody's pushing for Stacey Abrams to be the vice presidential pick of Joe Biden. You know, and I said I was going to handicap, before I go to the next break, I said I was going to handicap the vice presidential candidates. And you see, now I know people are pushing for Stacey Abrams. See, Stacey Abrams couldn't win a state. She lost. See, because your vice presidential candidate, you want somebody. I mean, you do want your vice presidential candidate to have some experience. You know, Barack Obama didn't have any experience. He was a senator for a year, I think, before he became president. But with Stacey Abrams, she lost. She couldn't win the state of Georgia. She lost. And we all know what happened with Georgia. You know, there was some shenanigans, some hanky-panky going on with the voting. So Stacey Abrams not only lost, but the election was snatched out from under her. Because there were black folks were being challenged at the voting booth. And so she actually had the election stolen from her. They like snatched the pocketbook. The calling number to the station is 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. One more time. I usually don't give it out, but 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. If anybody wants to call into the Ron Kelly Show, or you want to challenge me, 646-668-2838. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I don't think that we should pick a black candidate just for the sake of picking a black candidate. I was never down with that. I never really subscribed to that. Pick a black candidate just to pick a black candidate. If you're going to pick a black candidate, pick a black candidate who's going to make a difference. Pick a black candidate who's going to have some power. Pick a black candidate who's going to be able to do something. And as vice president, you really don't get to do anything. And besides, there were, and this is risky business for Joe Biden, because there were two other female vice presidential candidates, and they both lost. You know, you had Geraldine Ferraro, who's gone on to the great beyond in 1984, who ran with Walter Mondale. And then you had Sarah Palin, who ran with Senator John McCain. And I think it was 2012, rather. One of those 2 years. I think 2008. Yeah, 2008. It was Sarah Palin. So Joe Biden has promised to pick a woman. So, Stacey, you know, she lost. Stacey Abrams is not bringing a whole lot with her besides being Stacey Abrams. You know, will that be enough? Who knows? But the vetting team has been put together. The co-chair of the Biden campaign has started the vetting process. And so Stacey Abrams, in the upside, she does have some name recognition. But I don't think Stacey Abrams brings enough to the table to help Joe Biden win the election. She doesn't have enough political capital. Now, moving on to Elizabeth Warren. Now, Elizabeth Warren has liabilities too. Now, Elizabeth Warren will be a great candidate. The good news, she'd be a great candidate. She'd bring in the progressive and the crazy left wingers. She would bring them into the fold. Because even though, you know, I think that Elizabeth Warren would be a dynamite candidate. She would shake up everything. You know, she brings wealth of experience. She was a senator for a long time. I mean, she was a senator for a long time. She has a following. There are a lot of people who like Elizabeth Warren. Shout out to Patrick Lammy, who says, can we talk about the census? Census 2020 and its value to urban communities and the need for us to vote the Democratic Party, brother. People think abstaining is a good choice. No, abstaining is not a good choice, brother. Abstaining is not a good choice. But like Elizabeth Warren, well, let me get back to this. I'll get back to that in a second. I got about 15 minutes left of the program. So Elizabeth Warren, I think, would be a good pick because she would bring the AOC, you know, Congresswoman, you know, AOC. She would bring in Bernie. There'd be a she would energize the base of the Democratic Party, the left, extreme left wingers, and maybe some moderates. She would energize the party if she came on. You know, people would wake up and smell the coffee. They would recognize. So I think Elizabeth Warren brings a lot to the table. That's the good news. But the bad news is that Elizabeth Warren always railed against millionaires. You know, and Biden has a lot of people in Hollywood, very wealthy Democrats, who contribute a lot of money, which you're going to need a lot of money to run a campaign here in the United States of America. And so Elizabeth Warren has railed against Wall Street, and she's railed against wealthy people. And, you know, she's said a lot of bad things about people with money. So that's the downside to Elizabeth Warren, that she would have to flip her script, because she always talked about wealthy Wall Street people and the 1%. And, you know, she always railed against wealthy people. So that would be the downside for Elizabeth Warren. But I think Elizabeth Warren could get past that because of what she's bringing to the party. I think she can get past that. So that's the wrong number. Whoever that is, that's the wrong number. Oh, no, you got to call my number. What is wrong with you? Call the show number. Don't call my number. So, yeah, so the good news with Elizabeth Warren is that she would energize and ignite the party. The bad news is that some rich folks might be turned off by her because she talked a lot about the wealthy, and she talked a lot about, the progressive. She's very progressive, so that might hurt her as a candidate. But I think that she could overcome that. I think she brings more joy than pain. So, Elizabeth Warren would be a good choice. Stacey Abrams, I don't think she has enough name recognition. Like, nobody knows her outside of Georgia. So, I don't think she'd be a good... but he has to call the phone number. Somebody called my number, DP. Somebody called my... Don't call my number. Call the phone number for the station. Shout out to DP. Yeah. Yeah, okay, Pat from Video Chat. Okay, fine, but they call my number. They call my cell phone number. They didn't call a station number. They have to call a station number. 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. They have to call a station, not me personally on my phone. They have to call a station. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Amy Klobuchar, because there's only a couple of people. I mean, he said there's 10 or 15 people that he was thinking about, but there's only like 3 or 4 people that they're actually going to actually vet and look at. You know, I think it's going to be Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, maybe Stacey Abrams might squeeze in there, and Kamala Harris. It's going to be those 4. Or it won't be Stacey, it'll just be Warren, Harris, and Klobuchar. In any case, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. Oh, Lord.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
All righty, then. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. DP, yeah, somebody did call, but they couldn't wait for me to get through the break, so they hung up, which is okay. I can live with that. Somebody did call. DP, shout out to DP, Don Payne. Somebody did call, but they couldn't wait for me to get through my break, and they hung up the phone, so I guess that's the end of that. If they want to try and call back now and I'm back on the air, that would be a wonderful thing. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. I cannot just stop what I'm doing to answer the phone. I cannot do that. Anyway, okay, there you go again. Whoever it was, DP, they just called again. And before I could even click on the microphone, they hung up. All right. So, yeah, so you know, Klobuchar brings Minnesota. She's a senator. Kamala Harris would bring California. She has a lot of rich friends. So the good news is hold on a second. The good news is Kamala Harris knows a lot of rich people. The bad news is she was attorney general of California, and she put a lot of people in jail. So, oh, boy. All right, whoever it is, tell them to stop calling, DP. Whoever that is, just stop calling. It's starting to get on my nerves. So there's an incident. An incident that took place recently, and a lot of y'all probably don't know that, busy comparing cars and albums stuff. There was an incident that I read about earlier this week, and I really didn't even know about it. but because I watched the news, I stumbled upon this incident that took place. Aubrey, the young name is Aubrey. The young man's name is Aubrey. You know what? I can't. Ahmad Arbery is the brother's name, the young man's name. Ahmad Arbery, the black man running through a Georgia neighborhood, was killed by two white men who thought he was a burglary suspect. Now, so far, no one has been charged or arrested in connection with this killing. Now, the young man's name was Ahmad Arbery, and it was believed he was just jogging in a quiet suburban neighborhood when he was pursued, shot and killed by a white resident. And then, you all know I'm not against white people, so knock it off. Shout out to DP. They did call the number that I gave. I answered the phone and they hung up, so I don't know what the situation is with them. I don't know. When I answered the phone for Commissioner Capers, it worked fine, so I don't know. I guess they expect me to jump right to the phone, which I don't do. I mean, they have to wait till I get finished saying whatever it is I need to say. So a black man, Ahmad Arbery, was jogging through the neighborhood. Now, I'm watching to see if he calls back. I'm watching. There's about 7 minutes left to the program. So Ahmad Arbery was jogging through the neighborhood. Now, they say he was running through the Satilla Shores neighborhood and near his home in Brunswick, Georgia, when he passed Travis McMichael's home. Travis McMichael, I guess, is the father. Now, Aubrey's family believe he left his home to exercise, while others speculate he could have been in a gate. Well, anyway, so the young man, Ahmad Arbery, was running through his neighborhood, and a white man, Travis McMichael, saw him. They saw him, and they chased after him. Now, they thought he was a burglar. What they're saying is they thought he was a burglary suspect, and they saw him running through their neighborhood, so they went after him. And I don't think he was doing anything wrong. He was just running through the neighborhood. So they go after this young man, and they accost this young brother, 25 years old, and he winds up dead. Much like Trayvon Martin some years ago. Almost the same thing. So no charges have been filed yet. And see, and what really pisses me off, right? Everybody gets on Facebook. Oh, I'm mad. Who gives a F if you're mad? Who cares? Big, write it in big caps and stuff like that. Like, that I guess that's yelling, and I guess that means is you're yelling in Facebook speak when you write in big caps. I mean, who cares if you're mad? See this thing. This you even go all the way back to Eleanor Bumpus, way back. Remember Eleanor Bumpus, the grandmother who got blown away by the cops years ago in the projects. Eleanor Bumpus, and this stuff has been going on for a long time, and nothing ever gets done about it. And I hate to even bring it up because, the young brother killed by the Dallas police, she got 10 years, they're brushing her hair and they're shining her shoes and all kinds of stuff. I mean, come on, crazy. Nobody has been charged. So this is what's been going on. So I apologize to everybody. My show got thrown off when I got disconnected from the station. It happens more often than I would like for it to happen. And I'm just ready to dump these people. And they know it because I curse them out all the time, send nasty emails, talk to them on the phone, and let them know how I feel about some of the stuff that they do. But that's behind the scenes stuff. So these two people are not going to be convicted. They haven't even been charged yet. This young man was 25 years old. Gregory McMichael was standing in the front yard and called out to his son after seeing Aubrey. Travis emerged from the home. Travis is the son of Gregory McMichael. Emerged from the home, and the father and son duo grabbed their guns and followed the 25-year-old in their truck, according to the Brunswick News. And consequently, the young brother was killed. And a lot of y'all don't even know about this. A lot of people don't even know about this. And this happened 3 days ago, and a lot of folks don't know about this because they're comparing this old car to that old car. This, you know. Oh, my goodness. Not to kick anybody's back in. Let me stop. Not to kick anybody's back in. But, you know, this social media, it ain't about being sociable. That's not what it's about. I mean, you can use it for being sociable, but that's not what social media, it shouldn't be about that for black people. Social media shouldn't be about being social, not for us. Maybe for other ethnic groups who are not under siege like we are. But because we're under siege, we should be using the social media to get our shit get our stuff together. You know, I don't usually use foul language on the radio. But that's what we should be using social media for. We shouldn't be using it to be sociable. Damn with being sociable. We should be using social media to organize, to strategize. That's what we should be using it for. Not to say what this group versus that group, or I got my hair done today, or yeah, I got a new car. Who gives a rip if you got a new car? I got two cars. I don't care if you got a new car. You know, we should be using, and I don't care if people get mad. We should be using social media to organize, to strategize, and energize. That's what we should be using social media for. We shouldn't be using social media for nonsense. This group is better than that group. This, I just get a headache sometimes when I thumb through social media. But I need social media because I have a show. And I do know a couple people on Facebook personally, and my dudes from the smoke world. Anyway, it's about a minute and a half left, everybody. Apologize for the breakup. Just threw me completely off. And I had the show all lined up. I was working on it since Tuesday. And I had the show all lined up, my interview, everything. Show prep was perfect. And lo and behold, you know, it's always something. You know what I mean? So back next week, and hopefully after I let these people have it, maybe, you know, things will work out next week. But anyway, it's about a minute left to the program. So everybody take care of yourself, wash your hands, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Thank God we're still all here. Peace be upon the 61,000. Can you imagine 61,000 people have died because of stumbling, bumbling orange man, y'all call him, goes by the name of Donald J. Trump. And I, you know, I didn't even get to that. It's going to be the biggest controversy when it comes out that he actually knew months ago that this was coming and he didn't do anything about it. It's going to be the biggest explosion since Watergate. I kid you not. Anyway, I'm out of here. Let me get out of here. I'll be back here next week with everybody. So take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. Later.